Hello, and a very warm welcome to On Design Extra. It's a show brought to you by the team behind Monocle's dedicated weekly design program. I'm Nolan Giles. What do you think of when you hear the word lightness? An aesthetic quality? A number on a set of scales, perhaps? It's a word that can mean something completely different, depending on who you speak to. Designing Lightness is a playfully written design manual for sustainability through weight reduction. With practical advice and examples from the worlds of packaging and bridge building, it creates unexpected links between various design disciplines to showcase the importance of lightweight and composite structures. Here's co-author Ed Van Hinter with why reducing the load when it comes to design isn't always as simple as it may sound.
What people want is convenience. They want to do as little as possible. That's one thing. And the other thing is that they ache for identity. They express themselves to whatever they own. So if some idealist designer says, well, we shouldn't need all this stuff, that's true, I entirely agree, except that people need stuff to show who they are. A car, particularly an SUV, is really an outfit, a very heavy outfit that mainly transports itself. So that's a very important subject, really, because if you want to reduce, you have to find alternatives for what you lose in identity and in not necessarily convenience, but in identity. There's so much emphasis on materials and new materials. And a material in itself is really rather pointless to discuss, because as long as there's no real designed application of material, you're not really talking about something. The lightest possible material is called aerogel. And it's almost nothing. It's a gel of which all the water is drawn out, and you get a kind of structure that's very light. Whenever I start discussing lightness, people say, well, this is very light material, but you cannot do anything with it. It's really, you cannot build something out of it. It's very, very weak, but it provides very good insulation, but that's about it. So you have to really think about a complete concept and not just about materials. Materials are useless, unless you have to find some kind of application for them and design that application. Think beyond materials. If you think of an application, make it, not just be a promise. That's one of the difficulties, is the difference between technical people and designers. Technical people think of lightness as the absence of weight, whereas architects tend to translate a word like that into appearance. What I would find interesting, if architects would understand better that lightness really is about reduction, and then it could lead to a whole new way of developing appearances for buildings. It could lead to a world that looks different. But there's the architectural world, and the world of designers is conventional in the way that appearances are considered. It's all still based on the developments of the 1920s. And it's very difficult to start thinking on a different path. Weight provides trust. It's also a kind of macho idea that things have to be heavy. I saw a small documentary about building a kind of airplane, and they very proudly announced that the wings weighing 10 tons each were put in the right place. And I was thinking, the wings shouldn't be 10 tons, they should be 10 grams or something. That would be a reason to be proud. So the pride of weight, I mean, all these mega structures and things like that, they're all about putting in extra weight and making things heavy and tough. Whereas toughness is not necessarily a matter of weight. It's a matter of design. Think carefully, and then you can lose a lot of weight and things will look different, but they still will function properly. I've been thinking about lightweight houses, for instance, and the first question was, wouldn't it be blown away by the wind or something? But that's a matter of design. You can also attach it to the ground in a certain way so that it won't blow away. It's a matter of thinking things through in a different way. That's what you'd like to do as a designer, to find better ways of helping people with the things that they need.
My thanks to Ed Van Hinter there. He was speaking to this show's producer, May Lee Evans. Designing Lightness, Structures for Saving Energy from NAI 010 Publishers is available to purchase now. And that's all for this week. If you're eager for more design stories, listen to our full-length program airing on Tuesdays, 8 p.m. London time. I'm Nolan Giles. Thank you very much for listening, and goodbye.